Okay, as we start the prakim, which bring us towards the Malchus of Shaul, we have to ask ourselves the question, and with understanding the context of Sefer Shoftim, the question is going to even become stronger. In Sefer Shoftim, the last few prakim describe stories, and really the entire Sefer is sort of like this downhill spiral of a lack of leadership, right? Those were all the stories. And at the end of Sefer Shoftim, what was like that, the mantra? What was that sentence that came up a few times? Right? Ein melech b'Yisrael, ish kol yashar b'einav yaseh. There's no king, and therefore everyone sort of does whatever they want. Mashma from that what?
It's because there's no king.
It's because there's no king, and therefore we have to establish a king to deal with this issue of leadership. Right? And if we just try to like look back a little bit in Chumash, if anyone could think, before we get to the actual mitzvah, is a king a positive thing? Is it a negative thing? That's what we're going to try to discuss today. And we'll try to relate to how Chazal related to Malchus, how the Chumash relates to Malchus, how Shmuel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu relate to Malchus. And that's going to be it's going to be a very important nekuda going forward throughout Shmuel and for sure Sefer Malachim. Such an important question. Yeah.
The main mitzvah of the king is Haka.
Right.
Right? And Vayelech is told about, even though it doesn't say in the pasuk Mefurosh that it's supposed to be done by the king.
Right.
You know, and essentially, what is Haka is uniting the nation.
Right.
The taf, even we're told, should be brought from man, woman, and child. Right. Where else do we see that even the child should be brought?
Right.
It's time of just it's time of sukkah, it's a time where Shal Shigalim, everyone's together. And
right, the ceremony is like this middle pieces that the king like brings everyone together.
Shoftim, which is having city states kind of,
right.
And working at war sometimes together, but otherwise working
right.
As independent states. And then the king with the mitzvah of Hakel is time to be together.
Right, right. Okay, so that's definitely going to be piece of the pie. Definitely. So let's take a look. Vayika Shir Zaken Shmuel, Vayasam es Benoav Shoftim LiYisrael. So this is relating once again to a sugya, which we will speak about more when we get to the end of the life of Shaul. But we gave a little bit of a tima last time, and it's important just to, once again, understand. How is Shmuel getting, so old? Like, that happened pretty fast, no? Like, those prakim, they, went by pretty fast. He's old. We haven't even been introduced to Shaul yet. The entire Sefer is Shaul and David. So how old is really Shmuel at this point? That's a very important question. But he's old, or he's becoming old. Vayasam es banav shoftim liYisrael. Now, he appoints his children shoftim, okay? Vayishem beno habechor Yoel v'shem mishneu avia, two children, Yoel and Avia, shoftim b'Be'er Sheva. They're shoftim in Be'er Sheva. Now, where's Be'er Sheva, Chevra? Be'er Sheva is the most southern part of Eretz Yisrael, Midan v'ad Be'er Sheva. Obviously, today in modern state of Israel, we have a lot in the Sinai Peninsula in the desert, but back then, Be'er Sheva was really the end of Eretz Yisrael. So what's the significance of them telling us where the children of Shmuel are? V'lo halchu banav bidarchav. V'yitu achrei habatza, v'yichu sholchad, v'yatu mishpat. The children of Shmuel, almost like the children of Eli, go off the derech on a simple level. They take sholchad, they're being... they're the shoftim, but once again they're judges which are running after money and they bended the mishpat. Chazal have a little bit of an easier read of the din of these children. They say that the pasuk really says harsh things, but they weren't really really rishayim. Why were they rishayim, or why were they different than Shmuel? It can't be that Shmuel's children were so bad. What was bad about them, says Chazal? Chazal says that they were in Be'er Sheva. Now, why is the fact that they're in Be'er Sheva bad? Shmuel, what was Shmuel's mahalach? Shmuel went around, he traveled around, he went on these Torah, these tshuva tours, right? But what? There's an organization, NCSY has Torah tours? Torah tours? So Shmuel went. He was the first Torah Torah. He was the first Chabad Shliach. He went all over the place, right? He had a Miftzoyim RV.
What about Avram?
Avram also, right? Nachon also. Okay, he's the second one. Anyways, but we're told that they're in Be'er Sheva, so that's obviously one huge difference between their kind of leadership and Shmuel's kind of leadership. And it could be that what the pasuk is saying, Vayichu Shochad, is not necessarily that they took Shochad, but it was like they sat, they waited for everyone. Now, on a simple level, Chevra, and which we've been doing so far, the pasuk says that they took Shochad.
That's very specific.
So it's pretty specific, right? I owe it to Chazal to say what the Pshat of Chazal is. Once again, if you look at the Psukim, it seems like they just went off the derech. Yeah.
Is there anything like wrong with not traveling around?
No, there's nothing not wrong about traveling around, but it's just...
It's not great, but...
Right, but it's not following the Mahalach of Shmuel's understanding of what a leader needs to be.
That would make the Navi have to write it, they do all these bad
right, things. Right. So that's a question against the Pshan Chazal, yeah.
And Rabbi Sachs does have a thing this week, like on his coming conversation this week.
He yeah.
About the difference between a kahuna and prophets. And the job of the prophet is to spread the Torah.
Right.
So if you're just being in Be'er Sheva, you're limiting, you know, the exposure you're having.
Right, right, for sure.
So their tafkid is to spread. And, you know, if I just give you this room something, it's not spreading, right. It's limited.
Yeah, meaning like when the Rebbe stays in one area, it's harder for his chassidim, but when the Rebbe goes around, or, right? When you have shluchim. Okay. Either way, they don't follow in his derech, either on a moral level or on a hanhaga level, on a leadership level. Now, it's interesting that Shmuel makes his children, even though we don't really see this by Eli, Shmuel appoints his children as shoftim. If we were comparing Moshe and Shmuel, Moshe of Aaron, the Chohen Avu Shmuel, the Kori Shmuel, this is one difference, once again, between Shmuel and Moshe, is that we don't hear anything about Moshe's children. He doesn't feel like they need a point of leadership. And this could be just a little bit of a knock on the leadership, but I would just say that not always does the rabbi's son need to be a rabbi. And clearly Shmuel thought his children needed to be rabbis. Could be that they didn't need to be rabbis. Yeah. Right. That's also true. Right, Tzadah, right. Where they were chosen. Right.
I mean, even at this point, everyone's still chosen. It's just be great.
Yeah, yeah, Tzadah.
Our opponent in Tanakh, you know, Shaul, David, Shmuel himself.
Right.
All the Nevi'im, they're all.
They were all chosen. Right. Correct.
God. And then this is, you know.
Correct.
Like I'm choosing you.
So now, and so let's get to the flesh of the parak. So we have this intro that tells us as to why the proposition is coming. Shmuel's children don't go in his ways. So the Zakenim come with an issue. They realize, so they say, your children have not followed in your ways. We need a leader. Therefore, give us a king. Now, many when they read this pasuk, and even some of the Rishonim read this pasuk and say, what is the problem here? Shmuel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu say a lot of bad things about what their request is, right? But what is kechol? It says kechol hagoyim. Now, I just want to stop it right there because that is not the issue. That is not the issue. And I'll tell you why that's not the issue. Because if you look in Sefer Devarim, when it speaks about the king, it says, Ki savo el ha'aretz asher, pasuk perek yud zayin, Sefer Devarim, Ki savo el ha'aretz asher Hashem elokecha nosein lach, v'yirashta v'yishavtava v'amarta, asima alai melech kechol ha'goyim asher svivosai. So we're gonna get into a pirush of what this means, but on a simple level, the taina that they're saying kechol agoyim is not really a good taina. Why? Because the Torah says there nakad lashon apasuk. That's You know, the Zakenim are coming and they're using the words of the Pasuk. Either way, let's see what Shmuel's reaction is. The ask to give us a king. Now, before we get to Shmuel's reaction, I just want to ask you guys a very simple question. What is the problem that they have? The problem is that the leadership, your children, are not following in your ways. Therefore, they're not respectable leaders. They're not ro'i to be leaders. Therefore, give us a king. What's the problem with that?
Why don't they just ask for new shoftim?
They could ask for that also. What is the nature, chevra, of a king?
Same problem.
The nature of a king, guys, is that even if the king or his son is not ro'i, he's going to become king. That's just how it works.
Only for Beis David.
Huh?
Only for Beis David.
Let's assume that we don't know who the king is. The way that monarchy works is it goes from father to son. That's how it works. That's how it worked throughout the world. Right? Kechol Agoyim, it's very interesting that they're asking. I'm just, once again, this isn't the Ikar Taina. I'm just pointing out that it's very interesting that they're asking for a monarchy which usually works from father to son, and their Taina for why they want it is because your children haven't gone your ways. It's very interesting. Okay. And if we look back at the story of Gideon, right? If you look back at the story of Gideon, we also hear echoes of this.
They want a new leader that has
another power.
No, but this has the king has certain go back to
but the, problem
the king has a certain power of uniting.
Okay, so let's all of the things that you guys are saying is very important. Let's see a little bit more inflation, then we're definitely going to hash this out. Okay.
I'm saying like Thrum in Hilchos Galachim, and I'm pretty sure it's quoting Gemara, says that if a king, unless it's only because of the pasuk of Ad Olam that David was able to keep monarchy forever, but if a king not from Beis David, if it isn't ra'oi to be king, he loses his malchus.
Okay, so you're like way in the medieval sources of
the halacha of a king, I don't know if
are going to Shmuel and saying, oh, we want a king like the rest of the nations, and they're thinking, yeah, we want to make a king that if he's doing the right thing, then he's going to be king, but if not, it's going to be
not that we want the din of that we want all the statutes of a normal king, we want him to judge us, rule over us like the other king, other nations have a king. Now that they're saying we want the same constitution
These are all very good conversations. Let's continue a little bit. Let's see a little bit more. Justin, okay, we'll see a little bit more inflation, and we'll continue this conversation. Vayera ha-davar be'inei Shmuel, ka'asher amru tnu lanu melech lishavtenu. Shmuel doesn't like it. It's really bad. He finds this is bad. And why? Tna lanu melech lishavtenu. If the taina was that it was a problem that they were asking kechol hagoyim, so then why didn't Shmuel say that? He doesn't say that. Right?
That's the better proof.
Right? There's also, right? Vayispalel Shmuel al Hashem. And he davens. He doesn't know what to do with himself. What is so bad? What is bothering him so much? Vayomer Hashem el Shmuel. Shma bekol ha'am lechol asher yomru eilecha ki lo oscha ma'asu ki osi ma'asu mimloch aleihem. Hashem says, don't worry, this isn't anything, this isn't personal, this isn't against you. This is something which is personal against me. They don't want my malchus anymore. Now they want some other sort of malchus. Kechol ha-ma'asim asher asu miyom ha-usiyo sam mimitzrayim ve'ad hayom hazeh. This is just a continuation of all of the terrible trials and tribulations which I've put them through and they've put me through. Ve'azvuni ve'avdu Elohim achirim. And they've left me and served other gods. Kein heim ha-usim gam lach. That's what they're doing here. You know, you did go through this amazing 20 years of chinuch, but it's clear from the taina that they're asking for that it's something which there's something intrinsically terrible about what they're asking. V'atashma b'kolam acha'ei ta'id b'hem v'igat alem mishpat ha'melech asher yimloch aleihem. But before they do accept upon themselves the king, tell them mishpat ha'melech asher yimloch aleihem. Now, I want you guys to pay attention to those last three words. Asher yimloch aleihem. That's going to be king over them. Now, when you look back at what they ask for, What do they ask for in the beginning? They say, "Vayomer Elav, hinei ata zakantu v'necha lo alchub derechecha. Ata sima lanu melech l'shavteinu kechol hagoyim. Sima lanu melech." And Hashem says, "Mimloch aleihem." So it's a different lashon, and we're going to have to assess exactly why that is a different lashon. But before we get into explaining the psukim over here, we have to get to a much deeper conversation, and that is in Sefer Dvarim when it says, "Kisavo el haaretz asher Hashem elokecha nosein lach." So the pasuk says, "Som tasim alecha melech asher yivchar Hashem elokecha bo." From the psukim itself, like Ezra pointed out, it's not so clear, right? What does it say? Kisavo el haaretz. When you come into the land, it's not so clear that this is something which is lekatchila. Maybe this is all, and if you look in the context of the entire parsha, there's other parshios over there which are related to bidi'evid things, like the Eishes Yefas Tor, right? Is it a mitzvah to take the Eishes Yefas Tor? That's a discussion. Let's get to the crux of it. The crux of it is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin brings two deos. Is everything which Shmuel is about to say, we're about to see that Shmuel is going to warn Am Yisrael, okay? And there's a long warning that the king is going to take all these things from you, and we're going to get to that, and we're going to have to darshan it when we get there. But there's two deos in the Gemara, whether these things are halach lamaisa or whether it was just all a warning. What the Rishonim learned from this Gemara is that essentially, like in Eishes Yefas Tor, either it's Dibra HaTorah Keneged HaYetzer Hara, or there's really a mitzvah. The main shita in the Gemara, and it sounds like this, the Rambam Paskins like this, the Ramban Paskins like this, many of the Mefarshim understand that there's a mitzvah of Som Tasim Alecha Melech. Shalosh mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael beknisasam aretz. Lichros Zera Amalek. And Livnos Beis Habchira. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The other Deya is Rav Nehorai, I believe. Rav Nehorai says, no, Dibra Torah Kenegetaru Mosam. Am Yisrael was complaining, and therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, if you really want a king, so then you can have a king. Mashma, that what? That having a king is either... We have three options. Having a king is either a mitzvah, it's a rishus, or it's a mitzvah which was caused
by wanting it.
Meaning either the mitzvah is l'katchila, or it's b'dievet, or bechlal, there's no mitzvah. In the Rishonim, you also find a large spectrum of these of opinions. Right, the Ramban over here in Sefer Dvarim, and also he mentions obviously the question in Shmuel. The main question which the Rishonim are dealing with is, how is it possible that Hashem and Shmuel are getting upset at the people if there's a mitzvah? Not only is there a mitzvah, but they're using the lashon of the mitzvah. So then what is Shmuel getting so upset about? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting so upset about? So the Ramban has a very interesting hara. The Ramban basically says, see how much time we have. Okay, we're good. The Ramban basically says, and the Ramban says this in a number of different places, that kisavo el haaretz asher Hashem elokecha nosein lach, there really is a mitzvah to have a king. However, the psukim in Sefer Dvarim are speaking al atidos, meaning, sometimes the Torah will go out of its way to use a certain lashon because it's some sort of nevuah. It's sort of in other literature we have this all the time. It's called a foreshadow, right? So what the Ramban essentially says is the Torah sometimes foreshadows certain things. So when it says, right, v'amarta asim alai melech kechol agoyim, that lashon is actually The Torah knew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Am Yisrael was going to, and we're not going to get into the whole Bechira and Ashgacha issue, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that they were going to ask, and he knew that they were going to ask like this, so he put it in the Torah. So the Ramban says that there's a mitzvah. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah. The Abarbanel has a fascinating, the Abarbanel, Mamish, if you guys ever have time, you should sit down. You might need like an entire morning Seder though. It's very, very long. He has a long Arichos speaking about this. At the end of the day, the Abarbanel was also very nogea to this. I don't know, this is a good nekuda just to know about certain Rishonim. The Abarbanel was very involved. He was the secretary of the head of the treasury in Portugal and in Spain. And when the Jews were kicked out of Spain, so he left Spain and they went to Portugal. So he was very involved in the government. He was very, very involved with the king. And the Abarbanel has this shita, which basically says that no, this entire thing, this entire parsha, and this entire reaction of Shmuel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that there is no mitzvah to have a king. No mitzvah. It's a reshus. And essentially, what the Abarbanel believed is not only was it a reshus, the Abarbanel thought that it was a negative thing. To have a king was a negative thing. What did he believe in? He believed in democracy. The Abarbanel believed in democracy. Right. Many people have spoken about the Abarbanel's opinion and said, well, he's very nogeil davar because like the king like Mamish backstabbed him a million times, so therefore he had this bad yachas against the king. But it's clear from his long shir klali that he gives over there that it's not just it's not a nogeil thing. He brings from a lot of different places. And he brings from our perek in Sefer Shmuel. He says, why is Hashem getting so upset? Why is Shmuel getting so upset? They're getting so upset because this is a negative thing, rather democracy. He wasn't the only one who said this. A more modern day writer that spoke about this was the Netziv of Elushin in his Sefer Hamek Davar. He's a little bit different though. In Hamek Davar, the Netziv says that he takes a third opinion. The Abarbanel says that it's Rishus. The Ramban and the Rambam and others say that it's a mitzvah. What did we say the third option was? That it's a mitzvah if they want it. So the Netziv says every single generation, every single tkufa has different types of people. And different types of people need different types of leaders, different types of leadership, different types of, some generations need a king. They need a dictator. They just need to be told what to do. That's their personality. Others thrive in a democracy. And the Netziv essentially says that the mitzvah that the Torah speaks about, Sim Tasim Alecha Melech, is a mitzvah, but if you want it. So the Netziv and the Abarbanel have a much easier read of our psukim when they say that Shmuel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu get upset at Am Yisrael because either this is a negative thing that they're asking for, or they didn't need it. But if you're reading like the Ramban, he says what? He says that it's Al Shem Ha'atid, but the Ramban still has to deal with the fact that what are they getting so upset about? Like, what's the whole crux about? So is it really about Kechol HaGoyim? So then our question comes back. So then when Shmuel mentions this, he doesn't mention Kechol HaGoyim. And not only that, but when Hashem himself says that, when Hashem himself says what the Tochacha is, he says it's not about you, it's not about anything personal about you, it's about me, ki ma'asu bi. Ma'asu bi, it's something, it's a din in me. It doesn't have anything to do with you, it doesn't have to do with the leadership. There's something deeper over here, which is going on. So, yeah.
It says here that Rashi says, that when Shmuel said, give us a king, that he means Kehol HaGoyim.
Yeah, Rashi says that definitely said that. Like, you know, doesn't say Kehol HaGoyim,
Okay, Zemon Mistader. That's a nice reading if you want to add words to the psukim. But no, I'm saying. I would add those words in also. I'm just saying that it's tough. I didn't pay attention to that. Okay. We're going to introduce this idea today, and tomorrow we're going to really nail it in. Shmuel's entire mahalach as a leader was giving over one message to Am Yisrael. And that message over the last 20 years, if we understand that those 20 years are chronological years, the Jews had a serious theological issue. They misplaced their belief in external factors always, whether it be the Aron, the misunderstanding of the Aron. So it could be, and we're going to develop this more tomorrow, it could be that what Shmuel is so fakruxed about is that what are the Jews asking for? The Jews are asking for a melech. And what does it say? Right? What do they say? Hinei atah zakantu v'nachal o'alchu b'dirachecha. Atah sima lanu melech l'shavteinu kechol hagoyim. It's not only the issue of kechol hagoyim. It's the issue of that they don't feel like the ruchnias hanhaga and that the mishkan and that the aron is enough. They need like another thing. We need some other sort of person who's going to help us win our wars. And just look, and with this we'll finish for today. But look, in Pasuk Yud Tes, I know I'm skipping over, but we're going to come back and we're going to read as one parak tomorrow. In Pasuk Yud Tes, after Shmuel tells them this entire parsha, he says, "Vayima'anu ha'am lishmoa bekol Shmuel, vayomru lo ki melech ye aleinu. We want a king. V'hayinu gam anachnu kechol hagoyim." V'shafatnu malkenu v'yatza lifaneinu v'nilcham es milcham oseinu. The king is going to fight our wars. Does it remind you a little bit of something? It reminds you of the same lashon of v'yoshienu. The Aron is going to save us. It could be that the issue that Shmuel has, and remember, this is all in the reading of those who say that there's an actual mitzvah, because if you don't say it, you don't have an issue. It's just a negative thing that they're asking for. But if you think that there is a mitzvah, then what is the problem here? The problem is that once again, it's just Shmuel realizes that he's tried to teach the people how to be boteach b'Hashem, and it's just not. It hasn't helped. This is just a new tofa'ah. It's a new symptom of the same deep spiritual issue which they have. Okay. Yeah, Shikar, guys, we'll finish. We'll put this up tomorrow.